solely from your standpoint, yeah. So that there was no situation where Clark Mollenhoff or somebody like that could pick up and raise a big stink over it. We don't want that to happen. Second point I raised, I didn't do it much detail with them because it's something I want to talk to you about. Sometimes these matters are worked much better informally than formally. For instance, I think it's really quite a mistake. The first thing it presented to me was a bill to take up with the Congress. Well, a bill that gives everybody a chance, him and his mother, to get into the act. And I'm not sure that that's... In fact, I have grave doubts that that's the way to do it. It seems any kind of congressional action. But you also raised the question of the possible intrusion upon the right of the subsequent president to have complete control over the executive branch, as any president wants.
Well, if you get information out of there, you haven't got that problem. I'm not in a lawyer, but I wouldn't think that there's anything unconstitutional about saying that the Congress, with the president's approval, could allot communications or transportation to any individual. It does, as a matter of fact, every day, and medical benefits.
Well, what it is, though, Abe, when we were in there the other day, Abe took a look at that, and the law said that Kennedy's wording was that with reference to a past president, the executive departments are president coming into office shall do this, shall extend him this right, shall extend him that right, shall extend him the other right. In each instance, Abe went through those and changed shall to may. Now, there is, I think, the question. I'm not sure that the Congress has the right to direct the executive to do things with the executive branch of the government. Raises a real question in my mind, as it did in Abe's mind. Now, what I would like to do would be, as I told the boys, I don't know how far you should go in formalizing matters at this time. But I think it should be set up in a manner in which it's played in very low key. If something's needed in the file, then we want to find out what it is that should be put in the file if we cause the least interest to raise the less.
I'll tell you two things in my judgment. One is the letter that Secret Service has prepared during Kennedy's lifetime, saying that the people that they protect should have government transportation. Now, I think that's a pretty good, solid thing, and if you'll take the Dillon report and the Mac Bundy afterwards, when they really souped up Secret Service and went into all these things and wanted to check them out about where they appeared and where they were out and what route they took and how they did and all that, I think that is that will be 7 years preceding this event. I think that would be desirable. I think it would be good for the file to show that communication support was provided the Secret Service. That gets the President McClark Mollenhoff out of it. The Secret Service, they're, everybody's trying to provide them more support than we'll take. I've cut them every time I've had a chance. But since they're going to be there, and they're there by law, and we're required to have them, and they will be the rest of their life, I think that the minimum support they'll have, that it would be if we could get something established that is customary. Now, we do that, I think, with a little memorandum of understanding, which Secret Service has asked of the others. Now, on the communications, I see nothing that needs to be done, even at your level. I think that if Secret Service said to the communications group that supports us, that we would like for you to take out all of this equipment we won't need and just leave the minimum communication support that will be desirable and keep it in shape, I think that the fellow that runs communication could say, all right, and that's in the file, and And that's there. Nobody's likely to come in there and take it away from you. Now, on the medical thing, I don't know how to handle that.
Don't worry about that. Let us see. I think that's probably the simplest thing.
I would think it is. What it is, we are already entitled to veterans by law. They can't detach us there. But we would have to come up, as I understand it, they've informed me, and get a permission from the secretary to be admitted to a hospital. Now, we're going to have a good hospital there, and I believe we'll have a good man in charge, and I believe he'll admit me anyway. But if there's that regulation, which is strictly within the department, if you just have to, I would think you just have to, it may not have to have anything. If you look at it, it may just pick, it says, the secretary, people may be admitted to hospitals and prominent persons or something of that kind, prominent is not the word, that may be approved by the Secretary of Air.
Right.
I don't know how we could specify that.
Let's not worry about that, because I'm sure we can get something in the file, the form of some kind of regulation or some kind of understanding that will take care of that. That's right. And let's look at this other. I'm cautious about these matters. I don't give a damn from my standpoint. I wouldn't be the one that would be criticized. You'd be the one. I don't want you to be criticized.
Yep.
That's all I'm thinking about. I want to have it in such a form that it just comes about routine, and if somebody roots around trying to make trouble, it's going to find anything that permits them to make trouble. And the time to do it is ahead of time and not after it's done.
Well, there are four things, really. One, we don't care about the information. I don't have the thing in front of me.
Yeah.
But that's no point. I don't think you ought to mention any former duties or past duties or future duties. I'd forget that. I think that I would look at the practical method with Cross of handling transportation, and I would like to see the communications and medical and the personnel that has to maintain the Secret Service support and so forth available. And if we're talking about the whole communication setup, two or three people.
Right.
Okay.
I've got it clear, and I'll report it to you.